It's a far cry from the clean, mechanized mines of South Africa. But much of the continent's gemstones are mined this way. Men dig in pits, gravel, and stream beds looking for telltale signs of that elusive stone that will make them rich, or at least bring in enough money to sustain them and maybe secure the family's future. Over 1 million diggers like these search for diamonds in Africa. They make less than a dollar a day. The global diamond trade nets an estimated $80 billion a year. But economic woes are not the only human toll of the gem industry. In countries like Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sierra Leone, diamonds were used by armed militias and rebels to fan civil war and inflict misery on the population. These became known as blood diamonds. Global Witness was one of the first non-governmental organizations to focus on the issue. Speaking with VOA in London, Annie Dunaback says the group set out to document the tragedy of conflict diamonds.
Sierra Leone is one of the most notorious cases where hundreds of thousands of people died as a result of a conflict that saw the eastern part of the country, where the diamond fields are, controlled by the Revolutionary United Front, a rebel group that was backed by then-Liberian President Charles Taylor. Horrific destruction and havoc was wreaked, especially upon the civilian population, really because the diamonds represented an economic incentive for the war to continue.
The horrors of that war shocked the public, especially the scenes of innocent men, women, and children with their limbs cut off by rebels and youngsters being forced into combat. Efforts to publicize the link between the atrocities, the warlords, and the diamonds paid off. The movie Blood Diamonds helped. In it, Leonardo DiCaprio plays an ex-mercenary who sells arms to Sierra Leone rebels in exchange for diamonds. In the end, though, he gives up the business and helps publicize the illicit trade. Global Witness was an advisor on the film, and Annie Dunaback says it had an impact.
I think that bringing the message in sort of Hollywood terms to a much wider audience than possibly our reports get to, it does have value.
Eventually, international pressure made the diamond industry sit up and listen. In 2003, the Kimberley process came into being. It requires member governments to certify that exports and imports are free from blood diamonds. Industry associations said they would comply. Tom Tweedy is a spokesman for De Beers, the world's largest producer of rough diamonds. He says the Kimberley process is a good way forward.
We have a system. And however imperfect it may be, it is probably the only comprehensive system of its type in the world.
At the World Diamond Center in Antwerp, Director Philip Klaas says that before the Kimberley process, conflict diamonds accounted for from 4 to 15% of rough diamonds traded worldwide.
Today, conflict diamonds only account for 0.2% of all rough diamonds traded worldwide.
The emphasis is on certifying the origin of the diamonds to weed out goods traded illegally. Annie Dunaback of Global Witness says it's a good start, but there are loopholes.
There are huge weaknesses, ranging obviously from porous borders in African artisanal producing countries and a basic sort of lack of infrastructure, corruption, things like this that are sort of stopping the scheme from being implemented effectively, things that encourage a lot of smuggling, cross-border smuggling.
In Johannesburg, diamond trader Janine Chavot agrees.
I know of quite a few people who are multimillionaires who've actually, they've never dealt in legal diamonds. It's always been illegal, blood diamonds.
Chavot says she's been offered many undocumented diamonds. She says if they don't have papers, she doesn't touch them. But it's not just diamonds that are causing trouble. More than 90% of the world's rubies come from Burma, a poor country with a military government that controls the sale of gems. The trade helps maintain the government in power. Human rights activists are working to tighten sanctions against Burmese rubies. But like with diamonds, the potential profits are large, and many are willing to look the other way. Rights activists are hoping that consumers will start to ask more questions of the jewelers to make sure that the gemstone they buy is not sullied by blood. Sonia Pace, VOA News.